time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson. We're going to talk about Christmas safety. It is right around the corner.
That's right. It's
getting to be that time. And I know, you know, some of the things that we're going to talk about, maybe you've already checked those off your list. Some of the things that we're going to talk about, I haven't checked off my list yet.
Good.
And so we're going to talk about all of those things. Chief, how are you today?
I'm good, Dave, and you? It's always fun to see you.
I'm doing well. I really appreciate it when you come in to talk to us because it's always about safety and keeping people safe. And the first thing we need to talk about, as I said, some people have already got it done. Some people haven't got it done. It's being safe when you're doing your exterior lights.
Mm.
And I would think, and you know, you can check me if I'm wrong on this, I would think one of the biggest mistakes that people make when they're doing exterior lights is they do it by themselves.
Yeah, it's a major opportunity for injury and sustained injury because there are people injured in my short career who have not had help until somebody found them. So I would, in the fire service, for example, we call it healing the ladder. A contractor typically throws a ladder, climbs the ladder, works off the ladder. In the fire service, we try not to have anybody on the ladder when it's not held at the bottom or healed. So I would hope that people would consider that when they're climbing the ladder, particularly when they're not doing it professionally. You do it once a year, you're probably not real good at ladder safety. So I would really hope that people do it together so somebody's checking on you and someone's holding that ladder while you're working off it.
I'll be one of the first people to say it. I hate getting on ladders. My wife knows it. That's why she does it. That's what I told her. I said, I'll do whatever I need to make sure you're safe while you're up there. But... Yeah, that just
bless your heart.
I'm not a big fan of ladders. So that's one thing, and I don't know as though, you know, there's really other things. Have a plan probably when you get up there.
Yeah, you're going to find obstacles when you get up there, but having a plan before you get up there is going to save you in the long run. So we want you on the ladder as little as possible, and that pre-planning is going to help you. Make sure you know your strands, how long they are. Are they long enough? Is your extension cord appropriate? Is it an outdoor extension cord, for example? And are you going to be able to keep it away from the weather and the water as much as possible?
And maybe that's another thing to talk about, too, is your extension cords. And you've got to, I would make sure that they're outdoor extension cords. And make sure one thing, make sure that where everything plugs in together, that they're covered for elements, I would assume.
I would hope so. And even trying to keep it off the ground, if possible, because that's where the water is going to. And I've seen some that have been frozen shut because of where they were placed. So keep that in mind. You know where the water is going to go. You typically have lived there more than a year for most people. And be prepared for that.
So that covers our exterior illumination part of the discussion. Let's move inside. And I know last year we talked about it because it's one of your big things that you always want to talk about, especially this time of year. I mean, people use them throughout the year, but this time of year, it seems like it happens more and more, is candles. Something as simple as a candle.
That's my killjoy thing. It's fireworks in the summer, and in the winter, it's candles. I worry about candles. I've had a lot of experience with candles going away. It's a lot of it has to do with just not being attended, not being aware of where you started to light the candle and where you put it, and pets. Oh my gosh, pets and children, they are a hazard. You have to be very careful with them.
And you've got to really watch out where you're putting candles. I shared with you years ago, my wife and I thought that it would be really fun to put a candle on top of our wood-burning stove.
That's right.
It is fun as long as you take it off when you light the wood-burning stove.
And you have to be aware of it when you leave because it's so easy to leave the house and leave a candle going. Oh, my gosh.
It is. So, it really is. Melters are just fine. They don't last as long, and they probably don't give you the look you're working towards, but you know, melters are just fine as far as that goes.
I agree.
All right, then the other thing we need to talk about indoors, trees.
Right.
And a couple of different things about trees. The one thing I think we need to hit on first and foremost is the fact that there is a difference between fireproof and flame retardant. When it comes to a Christmas tree, nothing is fireproof.
If you get anything that suggests that they're fireproof, don't buy it. It's just absolutely untrue. Everything is flammable to a certain degree, even metals at ridiculous temperatures. But focus on these trees, knowing that they're fire resistant is something that we would strive for, because you're not going to get any kind of guarantee like that with a live tree. That's a whole different animal. But look for a tree that's fire resistant. I don't think you could buy one anymore unless you bought it at a garage sale that wasn't. But that's what we're looking for. They're resistant to that, but you put enough heat on that source, and it's going to burn.
Right, and as you said, anything will burn if you get it hot enough.
That's right.
So the other main thing when we talked about, and you brought them up, live trees. Live trees are great.
They are.
Beautiful. They are beautiful. They just kind of bring the whole holiday together, make your house smell great. The only problem is you got to make sure you keep them water and make sure they don't dry out, because that's when you have problems.
You do, and people don't check them. So throughout the years, we go on more medical calls than I do fire calls, which is great. As far as fires are concerned. But even then, we check people's trees while we're in their home, and very often you'll find them dry. Just a general rule of thumb is that a 6-foot tree needs about a gallon of water every 2 days. That's a lot of water, and people don't anticipate that, particularly when you change the environment for the tree. Let's talk about that real quickly. Once the tree has left where it grew, and then it's in a lot somewhere, and then it goes into your house, it's going to change how much water is required because of the temperatures and literally the change of environment. So you have to be very diligent those first couple of days. And also make sure that you cut a little bit of the stump off if you get it from a lot. Because once you cut a tree down, it starts to seal off that spot as a natural healing process, which obviously will prevent you from getting water into it. So cut that down a little bit so it can get to fresh tree.
And so make sure you keep them watered. That's the most important thing. And the last thing we're going to talk about when it comes to trees, and this totally blew my mind, but you said there are some out there still, metal trees.
Yeah, they're pretty rare, but they do exist. So the big thing with them, were they popular in the 70s, maybe a little bit in the 80s. But if you're going to have a metal tree, please do not put electrical lights on them. There is no reason to, particularly if it's an older tree with older lights. That is not a good combination.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
All right. So, you know, just stay safe for the holiday. Safe. I guess that's the most important thing that we can talk about.
And so far, for the 3 times that we have met for these holidays, we have had some great response from the public. We haven't had these emergencies, but we talk about them every year, and so we're saving lives.
It's always good to keep them top of mind. That's the whole point. Right. Chief Fitzgerald Peterson, thank you so much for coming in and talking today. We really appreciate it, and appreciate every time you come in to talk about these things.
And I'll be back.
All right. That's Price City Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson. Been talking about some Christmas safety. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.